a rich man's world.
Hey, yo, supremely full of it.
Ha, ha! Man, oh, man, oh, man. Supremely Full of It podcast, back with another rendition.
We here again.
Yes, sir. They called me Dyer.
And I be your boy Nye. We got a special guest in the building today.
Special.
Go by the name Ra. How you doing, my brother?
Good.
Good Mr. Chill Mode.
Happy to be here.
He the chillest dude I ever met in my life.
Oh, my God. What's good, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm all right, man. I'm just happy to be out the house, you know. Chilling with my guy. Chilling with Dyer.
The show before the show, though.
Bruh.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's amazing. It's amazing. Sir. Anyway, man. See, got that cowboy hat on today, man. You a cowboy fan?
Yeah, man. Since the sixth grade.
Yeah.
I got a pullover for Christmas one year. It was cowboys, and I've been rocking there since.
Sorry to hear that, man.
It's America's team.
America's team.
He loves saying that. It's America's team.
They not though, but that's okay.
Wasn't no vote, but.
All right.
Who your team, man?
Detroit.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
You hip to that rapper from Detroit?
Which one?
The Caucasian guy.
Yeah, the third greatest rapper of all time.
Who?
Eminem.
No, I'm talking about the guy I sent you.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
he be killing it for the Lions, boy.
Yeah, I mean, he
ride or die.
He represented this year.
He do.
But since I'm around my peoples, you know what I'm saying? I found something that I wrote a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna write a book.
I told you, man. He the chillest, hey, bro. he didn't cross his thumbs and everything. He didn't leap back in the seat. I feel it though.
Let me listen and pay attention. Yeah. Anyway, I was gonna write a book like a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was based off of my dating life, but I couldn't like pick a title that I was gonna use for the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna read my titles to y'all.
Okay.
And see if we could figure out which one is the best one.
Mm,
okay. Title number one is Me, You, Me, You, and Them Other Niggas You With.
Mm.
But y'all think about that one.
Bestseller.
I would read that.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a title like that, what do you think about?
You getting cheated on.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. You? Same thing?
I hear a lot more than that, though.
What do you hear?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know necessarily being cheated on, but you know how, like, people have, like, work husband, work wives.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Second title, I Can Only Get Away With So Much.
That's a good one.
What is that?
That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah, I like that too.
What you like about it?
I feel like it's saying, I don't want to say like you're walking on eggshells, but I feel like you got to watch yourself in that relationship.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
I can only get away with so much. I think when I wrote that one, I was thinking, well, I was being funny, like I'm getting away with so much. Like, I can only get away with so much before I get caught.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So you on the other end of the spectrum. You're doing a lot.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because it's based off of my dating life.
Right. Mm.
Okay.
So you was a piece of work.
Yes. Yes, I was. Never mind.
Day walking.
Number three. Call me when he leave for work.
Yeah. You. I feel like you in the wrong on that.
Brad, you. Okay. Your life. But hold on, bro. We not gonna keep reading these titles and skipping over how you was when you was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, this was an actual situation.
Yes. Yes. I know the years and everything. Mm-hmm. This was 2007 to 2009, I think.
With the same person?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I work with a man that just went through that, man. Next door neighbor was hitting his wife. And then they just got divorced. Yeah, you don't know how long it was going on, but that's what that reminded me of.
So how did he get caught?
Huh?
How did he get caught?
How did he get caught? Man, I don't know if he said he came home early or she just finally confessed. I can't remember.
That confession stuff is crazy.
My thing is, I've seen videos where people would do that knowing that they got Ring cameras.
Yeah. That's why, you know what I'm saying, they got hotels.
Dyer, you or something else.
Just saying. Okay, the next one. She ran from everything she wanted, and now. ...
Okay. I can see that being like, you know what I'm saying, she know I was good for her. Mm-hmm. She was running away from that.
Yep.
Went out there, tested the waters. And now what? Either you want me back or you done messed up.
I feel like now is she got with somebody that she regretted. That's what I feel like. Now she wish she would have stayed with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably, she probably like ran away from me and ended up with two baby daddies.
Ooh.
Mm. And she know that that's my limit. Like, I don't date women who got more than one baby daddy. So now she got two.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think people would like to hear that, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't date nobody with no kids.
When that changed?
It never really did. I put the kids in them.
The kids in them.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next one is that was fun. The next title is If We Didn't Break Up, She Would Have Never Met Her Husband.
That sounds like you regret it.
Nah, that sounds like me probably knowing that I'm not the one for her.
That's real love.
Yeah. So if I didn't let her go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's cool?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing to say about that?
Nah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you kicking the mic stand. You can hear it. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
That was it?
Yeah, I'm with y'all.
Okay. And the last one is, I'm a good man if you leave me alone.
Ooh, that's deep.
I don't really understand that one. Like what? Like you just want to play video games or something?
Nah, what I mean by that is, at my core, I'm a good man. But at certain seasons in my life, I won't be a good man. So the best thing for you to possibly do is just to leave me alone.
Bro, here we go with this season talk again.
I'm just saying.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, just
but, hold on, bro. You said what now?
Now, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I was thinking.
Okay.
I was thinking it was, you know, maybe the person that you was so toxic, right, that you couldn't be good to them. And then when they left you, you was able to be cool. You know what I mean?
Well, to be honest, when I wrote that, I was basically saying, I'm a good man when I'm in a relationship. But if I got some outside attention, I won't be good anymore.
Okay.
So okay. That's why I said, if you leave me alone,
I can dig it.
I will be a good man.
You in the streets.
I can dig it. Day walking.
Yes.
That's what day walking means.
That, yeah, that's what he called
it. I would be getting on another podcast out there.
Yeah,
I would admit.
Yeah, day walking.
If I didn't
get out here in these streets. Yeah.
If I didn't get no unauthorized. If I didn't get no unauthorized attention,
mm-hmm.
that would, yeah.
Mm. I feel it.
But that's like, you know, that's just like your eyes, like what the Bible say about lusting with your eyes. You can't, once you start mm-hmm. lusting, you can't, it'll never go away. You can't get enough.
Right.
Like what they say, the grave is never full of bodies. It's like your eyes will never get full of seeing what you lust for.
Mm.
So that's what that remind me of. Like once you start, you can't stop.
Quit daywalking.
Yeah.
Okay. So if y'all had to pick, what would be a good title?
Okay, run them back one more time real quick.
My guy. Okay.
Just read them through real quick. Fast.
Yeah. All right. Me, you.
But it's the same book, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, you, and them other niggas you with. I can only get away with so much. Call me when he leave for work. She ran from everything she wanted, and now. If we didn't break up, she would have never met her husband. I'm a good man if you leave me alone.
I know which one I think you should write.
I would say the last one.
I know which one you should write.
They all good, though.
Okay.
And it's only because I feel like this one could be turned into a Lifetime movie.
Okay.
Which one?
Call Me When He Go to Work.
Yeah.
That's a Lifetime movie, bro.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah, I like that too. I like them all, but the last one sound more like you're going to go more into, that sound more specific. You're doing a whole book on different things though, right?
I mean, it could be like chapters or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But just to catch somebody's attention, you would go with the last one?
I would go with Call Me When You Go to Work.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying? That's what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I need someone to jump off the shelves.
Yeah. That's going to pop off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple of days ago, I saw this article on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that I didn't really have time to read it that much, but it said that men do not desire women like they used to.
Mm. Okay.
So starting with you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
First off, do you think that's true?
That sounds homosexual to me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay.
Y'all crazy, man.
Okay.
I'm just being real, man. I ain't trying to be funny or nothing. All right.
That's what you came with, huh?
Yeah, he come with the heat. I feel it.
Nah, what do you think?
It depends on what you mean. Okay. Desire him like you used to.
Yeah, you ain't say what he meant. He just said the words. That's what I thought.
Just said the word. Okay. This is how I took it.
Yeah. Please let us know.
Men don't, like, pursue women like they used to. They don't they don't want to actually spend quality time, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They think that they have, men in general have a lot of options. So we don't desire women like we used to, because we think we could have the pick of the litter.
So it's not that they don't desire women, they just desire more, they just got more variety to choose from. That's what you're saying?
Possibly, or they think since they have a more variety that they don't have to put effort into it.
I can see that, because it's just so many. And it's just getting worse. Yeah. And then they having less morals. Mm. The younger generation got less morals, so sex is more easy to get than it was. You know what I mean? The younger you get, sex get more easier to get because the times is changing.
Okay.
The older people was a little bit harder in our generation mm-hmm. than it is for the young.
How old are you?
You know what I mean? I'm 40.
Okay. Okay. So we close to the same age. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nah, what do you think?
Nah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's society is over-sexualized.
Okay.
Like, you can't even get on Facebook without seeing some cheeks. You can't go
cheeks.
On TikTok without seeing somebody twerking. You know what I'm saying? It's like they selling it too. Like, why would I want to pursue a relationship if I could just hit you up and say I got a couple of dollars?
Okay. This is my thinking when I heard when I read that. It's kind of true because I think women, OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, once you get on social media, you get on Instagram, twerk videos.
Mm-hmm.
So what's there to desire when it's at our fingertips?
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't real. You know what I mean? I feel like, I don't know if y'all ever seen that when Boosie had that clip that went viral when he was talking about, like, back in the old days before phones, like, if a man had his wife, he might see a bad chick at work and maybe a bad chick at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Like, in his surroundings, it was just his wife, work, and, you know, grocery store, wherever he paid bills, he might see a bad chick. But now, when you're just flicking your thumb, it gives you a false sense of, it's so many out here.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to like you too, so it's just a false sense of reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Yeah. Like back in the day, like he said, he talked about how it was in the older times, like, mm-hmm. you actually had to physically be in the place of somebody you wanted to talk to.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you had to actually put in work to pursue them. You know, you see them one day at the store, like he said, and it's like, okay, I got to go back to the store tomorrow.
Right.
You see if she there. Nowadays, it's just so easy to see somebody and instantly hop in their DM.
Then you second guessing your girl because you like, why you ain't like this?
Why you can't make it clap like her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not real though.
True. Right. Okay. What was I about to say? Crap. I done lost my train of thought looking at this dude here.
just trying to get y'all interview, cuz.
You asked me to be here.
Right. Hey, y'all crazy.
I brought the party to y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I think the problem is just because we look at that don't mean that we actually want to wife that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think saying that we don't desire women like we used to is kind of misleading.
That's why I said it sounds homosexual, because we still do. Because they are all on the phone. They're everywhere.
But they think that the Instagram model is what we actually want.
Mm.
But we look at that as entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we would actually wife somebody who makes a living twerking. Showing her cheeks.
But you know what? In a sense, though, that's what'll make people desire them less, though. Because you believe that everybody's the same. You start believing that anybody outside of somebody that you can physically see is all about the same thing.
Okay.
Even the one that might be on social media dressing a business suit, you still might look at her like, she's just craving attention.
Okay, if a woman posts anything out of the ordinary, I guess, on social media, is she looking for attention?
What you mean out the ordinary? Like naked?
Well, you can't be naked.
I mean half naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she's selling herself to somebody that got some money that can fly her out where they at.
Okay.
It's all about getting paid.
But I think even if you ain't half naked, like if you always posting everything you're doing in your day-to-day life, you want attention. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I don't care that you got up and cooked breakfast this morning. I don't care that you stopped at this place to eat. I don't care about that.
You see a lot of get ready with me videos.
Yeah, you do see that a lot. But how do they start off, though? Half naked.
Well, it depends on what they're getting ready to do. Mm. Like some have get ready to cook breakfast with me or stuff like that, but they don't be naked, though. So yeah. It all just depends on what they're getting ready to
do. Don't show me a cooking video or you cooking anything without giving me a tutorial.
You want all that?
I want a tutorial. Because now, in my opinion, it ain't for attention.
Okay.
I follow a lady on TikTok right now. Cook everything from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Is she dressed?
Yes. Kids be in the video sometimes. Husband be in the video. So I love it, bro.
Does she got yams?
I don't know. You never see that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she in front of the counter.
Good answer.
Just because she ain't on sale. Everybody else on sale.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And she just cooking, bro. And I love it, bro, because it's something that's, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let me ask you this then, Rob. Was you date somebody who was on sale?
Nope. I ain't got that kind of money, and I'm cool. My ego can't take it.
It ain't nothing but money, baby.
That's
an inside joke, bro. He always be saying that, bro. Ain't nothing but money, baby.
That was back in the day.
But look, though, if single people sell themselves, though, right? To some degree. Like, you have to sell yourself for somebody to see you, to get to know you, stuff like that. You have to sell them on why they should, you know...
That's different. When you get on social media sites, man, you for the whole world can fly you out. That's different. Versus, like I said, we just local.
But that's how life is now, though.
But that's why they starting to become less desirable, though. You got men right now, like, bro, I'll never marry nobody because they all the same.
So you think the more videos of women twerking and all the other stuff that they do makes them less desirable?
Yeah.
For marriage? Yeah.
Okay. So.
You gonna desire to be with a woman, bro. But.
Unless
so like
you're
he
homosexual. You're gonna desire, any regular man gonna desire to be with a woman.
Yeah, but we
talking about, you talking about twerking, and I can't wife you down if you're doing all that.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. The internet is so saturated, bro, with the same stuff that I swipe past that stuff to watch something else.
I do, though. I let it finish, and then I go. And then I go, bro,
I be scrolling. You'll see it on there, bro. And then, like I said, I'll stop at somebody cooking something.
Your wife
somebody fixing something.
Is that
and
why
all
you
of
swipe
that.
Past it because your wife be around?
No, it's just twerking is twerking, bro.
Yeah, but
it's all eventually you just get desensitized to it altogether. You see it so much.
All cheeks ain't made equally.
That's facts. That's true. That's very true. That's very true.
He was living that's deep.
That's very true. But like I said, some things get old, bro. Like, I like watching the videos of people doing comedy skits. I like that type of stuff, bro. It's just, after a while, this one thing that killed me about social media is that it could show up on your page once. And then you scroll past it, or you hover a second or two, then all your joints get flooded with the same type of content. I don't like that.
Well, yeah, the phone be spying on you, bro.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. I'm going to read something to y'all. And tell me if y'all think it's true or not, or if y'all feel this way. I don't care if your appearance is a 10. If your personality is a 3, then you're a 3.
I agree.
We ain't talking about getting married. If you just kicking it, like you said, you was out in the streets, then you probably cool with that. Like, but if somebody you want to really lock down, yeah, I agree with that. But if you just having fun, then don't matter.
So you would rate a person based off their personality only?
Me?
Not their looks?
Nah, you gonna rate them on all of it.
I'm gonna rate them on the total package.
Yeah, you rate them on all of it.
But so,
but I'm talking about what you just read.
Right, but they said that the personality is a three.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's you in the streets.
So right? That means you're a three.
Yeah, but he's.
But you just said she look a 10.
Yeah.
But the personality a three.
Right. So that knocks her all the way down to a three?
Well, he's saying basically if it's somebody you're trying to wipe up.
You was in the streets on them books you was just talking about. Like, I'm in the streets. That's cool with right there. But right. On some wife material, that ain't cool. You're going to be a three on wife. But if I'm in the streets kicking it, I'm going to go off your 10
okay,
part.
So, but what I'm asking you is,
mm-hmm.
Why does having a three for a personality take away everything else and she just left with the three for the personality?
Because I'm about to keep arguing all day. Yeah, we married, yeah. I'm cool. Bruh. Why do you want to keep arguing? She bad, but we arguing every day. That makes sense.
I got to be able to be bothered with you.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, let's say your IQ low, right?
Right.
But you a 10.
Okay.
And we at the restaurant and they say, okay, we getting breakfast, right?
Right.
They come to me, they say, what you want? I said, let me have this. I want my eggs, you know what I'm saying? Over medium, blah, blah, blah. They right. get to you, they say, okay, how do you want your eggs? And you say yellow. I'm done.
You ain't gonna be like, oh, babe, you cute.
No.
But that's not what you
say. If I'm balding, I'll be like, you cute. I'll be like, I'll still wife her down, balding. She ain't gotta go to work. Who cares?
Bro, you gotta deal with, bro, you gotta be able to deal with the
but
person.
But that's different than what, I feel like you saying a bad personality versus she's just a little slow, but she bad.
Okay, I'll let you have that. Yeah, because that is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the personality side, we gotta be able to click. Bro.
I feel like you saying attitude, but he's saying slow. So I feel like that's, y'all talking about
two I mean, but, but I mean, the personality that kind of goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she didn't ask to be slow, but she got an attitude. That's different.
This nigga said she didn't ask to be slow.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, man. You're stupid. We gonna talk after this show. We gonna talk after this. I have never heard that in my life. She didn't ask to be slow.
But she chose to have attitude. That's different.
Yeah, I feel him. You know what I'm saying? I try to make a comparison, but yeah, that's, you got to be able to deal with him.
All right. We're going to talk after this show. That was amazing. She didn't ask to be slow.
and guess what? I feel bad about my little analogy now, though, bro. Like, yeah, I didn't mean it in that way, but yeah, okay. That's cool.
All right. So, having a bad personality would take a 10 all the way down to a 3.
Yeah.
Mm. Not to a 6. Is it straight 3?
We still on the chose to have a bad attitude, not the slow one, right?
Both. All right, no.
His would be a 6. Yours would be a 3.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you. Them some good numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You said slow would be a 6?
Yeah.
Because she didn't choose that. She chose to be fucked up. I'm sorry. She chose to have an attitude.
All right.
Yeah, I feel it.
You a Cowboys fan, bro. You a Cowboys fan.
Oh, man. That's
crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay. Okay. Looks... Her appearance is what attracted you first.
Mm-hmm.
So if she had a snotty attitude,
mm-hmm.
how long would you talk to her to see if it would like change or anything? Talking to you, Rob.
It depends on my intentions. If I'm dating to get married, mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with it. But if I'm, like what you said, I'm in the streets, that's cool, because we kicking it.
I didn't say I was in the streets.
No, I'm just saying.
You was a daywalker.
When you said the daywalker and all that. For the streets. If I'm in the streets life, that's cool, because we kicking it. I'm going to pick you up. We're going to kick you. I'm going to show you off. And I'm going to take you back home. And every now and then, we do what we do. But if I'm dating with the intention to marry somebody, mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with it. No, I'm not messing with her. Okay, I'd rather mess with the slow girl.
I feel you. I feel you.
Oh my God, this episode is wild. Okay, Rob, what would you consider a bad personality, like a bad attitude?
You don't get along with my kids, my mama. You always want something. You know where I work. You know what I can afford. And you ain't working. You just got an attitude. Like, I'm okay.
So the attitude involves your family?
Yeah, if you just bougie. And I got kids. So if you don't get along with my kids, you feel like they bothering you all the time. Like, I can't deal with nobody like that.
But you say your parents, though.
Yeah, if you ain't even trying, like, say if somebody do something. Or you just don't like being around family settings. Like, you know, I'm involved with my family on the holidays. So if you just want to, if you just all about your appearance and material things, like, I ain't with that. Like, you ain't got no substance.
Okay, so you want substance.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But they can be slow, as long as they got substance.
Yeah, she got a little, but you said she was bad. If somebody bad and slow, I'm not going to knock nobody for that. Like, man, she bad, though. I'm going to dap you up. Like, bro, that's what's up, bro.
Bro, bring the Modi in, bro. I can't. This
is amazing.
I ain't talking about super slow, but he said, like, I want yellow eggs. Hey, off some yellow eggs. That's what he said.
But this has happened before, though.
Okay.
It's real.
Yeah. I want my eggs yellow.
I mean, yeah, it's real, though. I mean, a female didn't do this. I was using the analogy of what happened to me before with somebody else.
But that sounds like a sweet
going
girl.
Going out to eat.
That might be a sweet girl.
How does it sound like a sweet girl?
Because she's just like, I want my eggs yellow, but she's so nice. Like, I just want my eggs yellow. That's cool. Baby, get her the yellow eggs. And scramble them with cheese, bro.
I feel it.
I can't with you right now. I can't.
I feel it though, bro. Nah, it's cool.
Anything else y'all want to talk about?
Yeah.
You got anything that comes to mind?
Yeah. All right, so you said family settings, right? They got to be cool with family settings. Like, what if, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's reverse it. Not your family, but her family, right? Mm-hmm. If you had an issue with her family and she wanted you to be a part of the family situations, mm-hmm. would you do it?
What's the issue?
Okay, maybe her family dynamic is they talk crazy about her in her face.
Nah, man, you can't do that.
Yeah, and you just watch her getting bullied.
Nah.
So you wouldn't support that?
Nope.
But what if she like, you don't support me, though? You know how they treat me and you don't want to go.
That's too slow. Why you want to be around people that's hurting you?
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
If you ain't got that kind of sense, then I'm
okay. Let's say in a situation where, let me ask you this, Dyer. Your mom, mm-hmm. right? Maybe your mom doesn't really feel your girl, right?
Happened a lot.
And she shows it.
Okay.
Would you fault your girl for saying, nah, I'm cool on your mama?
No. Nah. Like, I would, because I, like, if my mom shows my girl that she don't like her,
mm-hmm.
I can't say, like, I couldn't blame my girl for not wanting to be around that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes you uncomfortable, which makes me uncomfortable because the person that raised me, who I love, don't want to be around the person that I'm in love with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the middle, like, okay, who do I make happy here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so since you brought that up, say you got an event coming up with your girl.
Right.
And you can answer this too, but you got an event coming up with your girl. You know they got issues. Your girl don't want your mom to come, but your mom finds out. So how do you break it to your mother that she can't come?
Wait, it's my event?
Yeah.
Like, my event. It's mm-hmm. not our event. It's my event.
It don't matter. Your wife, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
is with you. And she say, I don't want your mother to be there. What do you do?
Nah. Nah. I mean, I would probably still say my mother's going to come, but I'm going to do my best to keep y'all, you know what I'm saying, separate. That's just me.
Like, might be hard to do because mom might be sitting in the corner side eyeing her, and she might be on the other side looking at her, you know what I mean?
Like, well, y'all may not like each other, but y'all going to be cordial and y'all going to respect each other while this event is going on. Because if not, I'm kicking both of y'all out.
How would you handle that, bro?
Well. Yeah, I'd probably just be on what he on, just try to keep them separate, man. Like, you know, she gave birth to you, but it's the woman you love.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
It is. It's a hard one. Yeah. Very hard one. What I would say is you would have to do what your wife asked you.
Nigga, you tripping. Married too.
You tripping. Yeah, you married.
Nah. Yeah, your wife comes first, really.
I mean, I get that, but nah. I'm not going
to. I'm not saying don't try to fix the issue and try to bring them together. But if it's not fixed.
Be like, mom, you can't come.
But we going.
You can't come. Huh?
I feel like he going off the biblical senses. You one with your wife. So
yeah.
You got to detach from your parents.
You are detached, but
on the Bible side, that's where I feel like he coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that. But at the same time, you have detached. But that don't mean that you can't say no. My mother's coming. I mean, we don't have to like everything that the other person do. But
agreed. I understand that part too.
Bring it
I do. You know what I'm saying?
But like I won that one.
No. Now, if she say, okay, she can come, but keep her away from me, that's different.
True.
But if she's insisting on she don't want to be around her, period, now you got an issue.
I don't have nothing.
You got a problem.
I don't have nothing.
Now, what if it was the other way around, though?
What?
What if it was her mother versus you?
I would tell the same thing. We ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, mingle. Be there for you.
I agree.
Yeah. Bring in a motive.
No, man.
We're here to support you.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but some people don't be on it. And some parents, bro, some mothers be on one, bro.
My mom would be like, I don't care about that heifer. I'm there for you.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's where I'd have been like, hold on now.
I mean,
That's my wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're not going to call her that.
True.
See, I think part of the problem is they don't check their parents.
True.
And that's where a lot of the issues come in at.
I think you should find the humor in checking your parents.
Find the humors?
Yes.
I can see you now trying to check yours, bro.
Hey, because like as a kid, they used to check you. And now as an adult, you can check them.
To a degree.
Whatever degree that is, you're still checking them.
Yeah, to a degree.
So you should find the humor in it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you got to live with your wife. You got to live with mommy.
I understand that. But if we're going to compromise, like I said, y'all don't have to be around each other. Y'all here for me. That's it. You stay over there. You stay over there. You shut the F up. You shut the F up.
Yeah. I feel you. But like I said, in most cases, they don't check the parent, though.
Oh, well, then, you know what I'm saying? That's their fault.
Yeah.
That's their fault. No, mommy, she's a great person. You just got to get to know her. I don't want to get to know that trick. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, just had a conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
But then if your mom start talking, you know what I'm saying, reckless, then you be like, yeah, you don't need to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But don't just automatically say, nah, moms, you can't come. That's just me personally. I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm the type, we're going to sit down and figure it out real quick.
Right.
Yeah, we need to talk.
That's the best thing, really.
And you're not going to disrespect my mom either. I'm going to make sure she don't disrespect you.
We on first name or Mrs. or, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Good show.
You got anything, Rob? You got anything?
Nah, man, I'm just here. Hey, I'm just here for y'all.
In so many ways.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be on the show. You know, I've been waiting for a minute.
How many years? As you said.
When did it start? What year did it start? This is my first time.
All right, G.
Yeah. He said 3-4 years.
3-4 years.
It ain't been 3-4 years.
That would have been 2-3.
No, it's been like what? It's been a year.
It'll be. I think it'll be. Yeah.
We'll be on YouTube for a year next month.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Okay, man. You know what I'm saying? Rob brought the party to the studio.
Yeah, man.
It ain't nothing right, but money, G, baby.
Bring the motor here, brother. Now, since you've been watching the show, I don't know why I'm about to ask you this, but I am. Mm. Do you have a motivational quote to lead the people with?
Trust in God's plan, baby.
People can't hear you.
Trust in God's plan.
All right.
Give it to the Lord.
All right, pray then. All right, then.
Best right, you can then. Do.
You got one, man?
Yeah. The first step in being great is to be grateful. Mm. I got that off of Google.
All right. All right.
I'm not ashamed of it.
That's what's up. I'm about to make mine up off the top of the dome.
Okay. Mm.
My motivational quote is, your relationship is like a car. Things break down, but it can be replaced. And fixed.
Repaired.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, because when you said replaced.
Replace the car, but replace the bad part so that you can keep the same car.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Revision.
Oh. Okay. Well, Rob, you here, man.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Yeah, man.
They call me Dyer.
I be your boy, Nine.
Supremely Folded Podcast.
Yes, sir. chill mode.
You know what I'm saying? I just came here to be with y'all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know? You said something homosexual.
Scrap my episode, man.
What you say?
Don't scrap my episode, man. Because y'all petty like that.
Oh, my God.